My guest at this time is Larry Sabatow, professor of political science at the University of Virginia. He's also director of UVA's Center for Politics. And Virginia is one of 10 states that will be holding Super Tuesday contests tomorrow on Tuesday, March 6th. A couple of the caucuses involved actually extend for a number of days, but the big states that everyone will be watching are certainly going to be decided on Tuesday. And Larry, it's always good to have you with us.
Wonderful to be back with you, Greg.
Well, the conventional wisdom suggests that Ohio is the really important state here. And all of them obviously are important, and Georgia has the most delegates. But this is kind of the big showdown between two candidates, namely Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, especially after their big battle last week in neighboring Michigan. Is that how you see it as well, that if there's going to be either an extension of Romney's momentum or a major shift in momentum, it's going to happen there?
Yes, although I've been trying to stress that everybody who votes tomorrow is casting an important vote. Every state that votes tomorrow is important. I think it's wrong to put too much emphasis on just one state because we pundits decide that it has the most relevance. But having said that, given the realities that Ohio is the super swing state in November, naturally people are focusing on it. To me, Greg, it seems more and more likely that Romney will carry it. Actually, at the Crystal Ball, we went ahead and bet last Wednesday that Romney would repeat in Ohio what he had done in Michigan, that is, come from behind and win, because he has so many more resources than Rick Santorum and the other two candidates. He's got the only national organization that's able to bank loads of absentee voters and the like. So I think he's likely to win. It seems relatively close, but I would bet on Romney.
The polls are also looking to be a little bit tighter in Tennessee, with Santorum still a little bit ahead of Romney there. How many other states are expected to be really competitive?
Well, I think North Dakota is going to be very competitive. I think Alaska is going to be competitive. Both of them have caucuses. Idaho, I think, leans to Romney, but, it's a caucus state. You just never know with caucuses because of the tiny number of people relative to the population actually voting. I don't think Georgia will be close at all. I think Gingrich will carry that easily. I don't think Oklahoma will be particularly close. Santorum should win that. I agree with you that Tennessee might end up being even tighter than Ohio. You just never know. Santorum has had the edge there. Romney has been catching up. We'll see. I'd give a tiny bet to Santorum on Tennessee, just as I'm putting a more substantial bet on Romney for Ohio.
Newt Gingrich has said that he's banking pretty much on Georgia tomorrow. He has said that he's not really going to be a serious candidate if he can't win it. As you said, it looks like he's going to. So is this a self-fulfilling prophecy that he'll try to use to claim that he's back into the top tier? Or how do you expect that to play out?
He will win Georgia. And Georgia does have more delegates than any of the other states up tomorrow. I think it's 76, somewhere in that vicinity. Ohio is 66. Or maybe it's 78 for Georgia. But in any event, Georgia has more delegates than any other state. So it is significant, and Gingrich is probably going to carry 11 or 12 or 14 congressional districts. But that is very significant for him. It will give him at least a week's pass. He can go into Mississippi and Alabama next week and compete there.
What are the expectations for tomorrow? What is a win for Rick Santorum? What is a win for Mitt Romney? What's a win for Newt Gingrich? And if anywhere, for Ron Paul?
If Santorum managed to upset Romney in Ohio while holding on to Oklahoma and Tennessee, he would get quite a boost out of that. If Gingrich ended up coming close in Tennessee as well as winning Georgia and possibly doing better than expected in Oklahoma and possibly doing decently in one of those caucuses out west, I think he would claim a big victory. For Romney, he's going to win 6 or 7 of the 10 states on the ballot tomorrow. We haven't mentioned Massachusetts, Vermont, and Virginia. They're pretty much automatically in Romney's camp, and I think Idaho will be too. He's going to win more delegates than the other candidates tomorrow. Over 400 delegates at stake. Last Wednesday, we put Romney up close to 60 delegates. I think he's going to do better than that, because what's come out since is that Santorum in Ohio isn't even competing for 18 of the 66 delegates there. Another giant mistake by Santorum. Remember, Santorum and Gingrich aren't on the Virginia ballot. They both live in Virginia. They didn't file enough signatures to get on the ballot, although I have to say the rules were also enforced much more strictly this year than they have been in some past years.
Well, let's talk about the state where both you and I live, Larry. As you mentioned, Gingrich and Santorum not on the ballot. The only ones who are Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. And if anyone has ideas of writing in their preferred candidate that's not one of those two, they got another thing coming because there are no write-ins in this primary. I remember 4 years ago that John McCain, for the most part, had the nomination wrapped up. Mitt Romney had already dropped out. But there was a huge protest vote, essentially in favor of Mike Huckabee, but really against John McCain, that made that race a lot closer than anyone expected. Now you've got folks behind Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich saying, hey, everybody, vote for Ron Paul, just so you make sure Mitt Romney gets the least amount of delegates possible. Do you expect that sort of effort to have much fruit tomorrow?
Truth be told, I think that Romney will win somewhere in the vicinity of upper 60s, maybe even 70%, 70-30 or 65-35, something like that. I think it's going to be a big victory. He'll end up getting all the delegates. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of unhappiness in Virginia. Yes, you blame the candidates for not filing correctly, but Virginia has very tough rules. And the one thing I don't forgive Virginia on, I'm a native Virginian. I've lived here for 60 years. I love Virginia, but I want to see it be better. Virginia prohibits all write-in votes, not just on this primary, on every primary. Why do they do that? Well, they claim it's easier for the electoral boards. No. They do that because they want to eliminate that opportunity for people to register protest votes against their incumbent members of the legislature or people running statewide. They just don't want that opportunity, that tiny chance that somebody will upset one of the elite establishment candidates. And it's a shame that the General Assembly just defeated again, changing the rules to allow for write-in candidates on primary ballots. And you know, I think it's regrettable. You want to maximize the voters' choice. It is a representative democracy, after all. If that's important to remember.
Compared to previous Super Tuesdays, 10 states is a little bit lower than usual, but given the number of delegates at stake and only 1,100 and change needed for the nomination, how big of a deal is this Super Tuesday compared to ones in previous cycles?
Well, it's a big deal, but it's not a monstrous deal. 4 years ago, over half the delegates were selected on Super Tuesday. Half. Now it's a fifth. Mm. You see, what's happened is California's gotten out of Super Tuesday, and Texas has gotten out. It's a shame, I think, that it's been diminished in the way it has, but, you know, the states have to do what states have to do. But this is not nearly as super a Super Tuesday as we've had in the past. I like to call it the Clark Kent version of Superman.
That's certainly true, but fun nonetheless. I know it'll be a late night for both of us. Larry, as always, thank you very much for your time today.
I enjoyed it as always, Greg. You take care.
Thank you, sir. Larry Sabatow teaches political science at the University of Virginia. He directs UVA Center for Politics. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.